Support comes from Pasadena Playhouse, presenting Jelly's Last Jam. Follow Jelly Roll Morton, the self-proclaimed inventor of jazz, in this ambitious musical masterpiece that's sure to blow the roof off the theater. Performances begin May 29th. Tickets at PasadenaPlayhouse.org.
Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Today on the LA Report, the city of Los Angeles is in trouble with a federal judge over the way it handled evidence in a major homelessness lawsuit. Apartment inspections in some parts of LA County could soon get tougher. Landlords aren't happy about that. And the plan to expand Disneyland, called Disneyland Forward, comes before the Anaheim City Council tonight. Some in the city are pushing back against Disneyland Forward. It's Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The city of Los Angeles could face penalties after a federal judge found city officials had tinkered with evidence in a homelessness lawsuit. Details from LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson.
Court records show that the city altered, modified, and created documents as part of its defense in a lawsuit filed by a group of unhoused people and a community organization. They claim the city violated their constitutional rights by taking and destroying tents, medication, and other belongings during encampment sweeps. The city said it only made administrative changes to some documents, but U.S. District Court Judge Dale S. Fisher pushed back. She said the city's credibility has been damaged significantly. The city attorney's office said they do not comment on pending litigation. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
The findings came from a forensic examination that was ordered in 2022. Apartment inspections in many parts of Los Angeles County are about to change in a big way. Details from LAist housing reporter David Wagner.
The Board of Supervisors was unanimous in approving a new program to inspect all apartments in unincorporated LA County at least once every 4 years. And landlords who fail to fix violations could have their rent payments withheld until they make repairs. Renters lined up during the Board of Supervisors meeting to describe situations where mold, pests, and lack of electricity have gone unaddressed for years. Landlord groups had hoped to see the county exempt owners with good records from routine inspections. The inspections are set to begin in about 6 months. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
Let's circle back to a move last week by the supervisors in LA County. They voted to accept a $2.2 million state grant that'll cover the cost of hiring 8 new mobile teams of mental health specialists. They'll check in on people who've come through a mental health crisis,
so that they can hopefully avoid a future mental health crisis, get them into the care that they need, and we can hopefully avoid future interactions with the justice system and maybe even homelessness.
That's Kyla Coates. She works on mental health issues for Supervisor Janice Hahn. LA County says since 2021, it has doubled the number of its mental health crisis teams to 60. Now they'll offer help around the clock. When we come back, some in Anaheim are pushing back on Disneyland Forward, the plan to let Disneyland get bigger.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, 4-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner. Hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
The 1992 Los Angeles uprising, the Cambodian genocide, Japanese-American incarceration. What you know isn't always the full story. Our new podcast, Inheriting, about Asian American and Pacific Islander families where the past is personal.
Korean Americans, we call it sa-i-gu.
Did you ever realize when you were a child that you became an orphan?
Camp was such a hard time. How do you think you got through it?
Listen to Inheriting from LAist Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. USC is catching heat for its decision to deny the valedictorian of the class of 2024 from giving a speech at the next month's graduation ceremony. University administrators say they made the decision because valedictorian Asna Tabassum has faced threats for her outspoken advocacy for Palestinian human rights. They say it's a safety issue, not a free speech issue. And UCLA constitutional law professor Eugene Volokh agrees.
Even if a public university did that, I don't think it would violate the First Amendment. I also think, though, this is bad. It's bad because it sends the message to people that if you want some speech canceled, all it takes is for presumably a few people to send some threats.
Valedictorian Asna Tabassum writes that she was disappointed in USC's decision and says the university has abandoned her. The San Gabriel City Council could decide tonight to eliminate the city's Human Equity, Access, and Relations Commission. It's also known as the HERE Commission. It comes after that commission proposed a safe spaces program that would have encouraged businesses to post a rainbow sticker to show they welcome LGBTQ people. The full city council in San Gabriel turned that idea down, and now two members of the council want to eliminate the HERE Commission. The Anaheim City Council will vote this evening on Disneyland Forward, a proposal to expand Disneyland. LA's reporter Yusra Farzan says some in the city don't like it.
The council will discuss zoning changes related to Disney's expansion plan. They will also consider the sale of three public streets to Disney, including Magic Way. Mike Robbins, who has lived in Anaheim since 1991, opposes this plan.
We don't want to lose the cut through to the 5 freeway that takes perhaps as much as 10 minutes off their commute time.
A city spokesperson said a Disney study showed only 1% of the drivers who take Magic Way use it to cut through to the freeway. If approved, the plans will come up in front of the city council again in May. I'm Yusra Farzan.
Carl Erskine, the last of the Brooklyn Dodgers boys of summer, has died. He was 97 years old. Erskine was one of the top pitchers with 5 Dodger teams that went to the World Series from 1949 to 1956, including the 55 team that beat the New York Yankees to win the Dodgers' first and only World Championship in Brooklyn. Ted Green directed the documentary film about Erskine called The Best We Got. He says Carl Erskine's career spanned the most transformative era of baseball.
This time saw the game go from trains to planes, from radio to TV, certainly from East Coast to West with San Francisco and Los Angeles, and most important, from segregated to integrated.
Erskine was the winning pitcher in the first game the Dodgers played in Los Angeles in 1958, a 6-5 victory over the San Francisco Giants before more than 78,000 fans at the LA Coliseum. Carl Erskine retired in 1959. He returned to his hometown of Anderson, Indiana, and he died at a hospital there this morning. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about our stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about lessons in chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love, the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with like what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out, self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.